With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Saturday, President Trump set a 48-hour deadline that he's told Iran would have to come to fruition and open up the Strait of Hormuz. So far, they are saying no, they're not going to do it. But the president said that he would take full advantage of that and take all kinds of activity anyway. Refineries in Corpus Christi, Texas, are racing to find some new natural water sources.
The city faces an escalating water crisis. Officials said a water emergency could start in 2 months. They say the city then has about 6 months before supply fails. Industry leaders warn water limits can slow refining and tighten supplies of gasoline and jet fuel. They say that can raise prices in Texas and beyond. The city has implemented conservation rules, including banning lawn watering, and is seeking new supply options. City officials are also looking at reviving a stalled desalinization plant. John Scott reporting.
Well, hundreds of immigration officers will be deployed to U.S. airports with the help of security. We have more on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and Hezbollah stepping up pressure on Israel, intense attacks on the country's north and south regions. Israeli leaders visited the sites of Iranian strikes near the country's main nuclear research center. More on these stories, SRN News. Well, Americans have very few problems with gambling. More on that story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Arkansas, a law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed the suit challenging the state's new law, naming six different school districts as defendants. This is SRN News. Well, political analysts say a statewide race in Virginia might be a warning sign for Democrats. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republican Andrew Rice won Virginia's 98th House District special election by a 25-point margin, significantly outperforming the district's previous GOP results and signaling potential trouble for Democrats ahead of a redistricting referendum. Some political analysts suggest the strong Republican turnout and drop in Democratic support suggests growing voter backlash against state Democrats' policies and redistricting plans.
Voting rights advocates in Alaska very worried that a case set to be heard by the Supreme Court could end a longstanding practice of the state accepting ballots after Election Day. Justices are set to hear arguments Monday in a case challenging Mississippi's grace period for ballots that are postmarked by Election Day but received after. More details, SRNNews.com.